Now, excerpt number one, you can just play the notes. You do not have to worry about the picking unless you are already using economy picking. So if you have, if you just use alternate picking, it's fine. But it's just string skipping. So just read that and do that exercise on your own. And think about the two-hand synchronization, obviously, when you cross strings. And so just work on that, and I'll answer questions if necessary. And listen for any bleeding. And of course, have, you know, you want to take that, not only pick, you want to make sure that this first note lifts off and so that there's no sound of that note over the second note, right? And vice versa. As if you were a horn player, that you could only play one note in at a time. Let me just demonstrate this. I don't know if my two-hand sync is going to be perfect. You tell me. So I hear a little bit of noise sometimes. Maybe you couldn't hear it. I did pretty well with the bleeding, but I don't always do it. It's like sometimes I'll bleed. I'll go, like, especially if it's something fast, or if it's in the middle of a bigger line. So I'll give you a tip. If you're feeling good about this exercise and you think you could do it with no bleed and no noise and everything's perfect, then put it in a longer line. Invent a longer line. Like, for example, this could be in E major. It could be like the C shape key of E major. So you could invent like a... and so I went... I like... whatever, right? So... you know, that if I did that faster, I'd probably get to the point where I was bleeding. So you know what I mean. So just work on this for a couple minutes. Invent more notes if you find it necessary or beneficial. You're picking your finger. You have to pick your finger up right at the moment that the next string is being plucked. No sooner and no later. That's what the challenge is. Speed of it. Let me just, for the purposes of the recording, the speed of it has no bearing. Like, you could, if you're going slow, you could bleed. Or you could not bleed. Or you could, I'm sorry, you could go have noise in between, like. Maybe you can't hear that. Or you could be right on. So it has nothing to do with, you know, how fast or slow you play it. The technique is still there.